Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Erskine. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Carl Erskine. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Campanella fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Erskine covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tanner for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to third. Neiman moves to second. Mo Drabowski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Amoros hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimolai strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Adams reaches second base with a double. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Tanner moves to third. Walls moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Erskine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Erskine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. Campanella drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Drabowski out. 1 out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morgan. Snider moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros is 0 for 1 in the game. Amoros hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cimoli for the out. Snider moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanella strikes out. One out. Carl Furillo pinch hits for Carl Erskine. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furillo takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Furillo moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Furillo moves to third. Neal moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Furillo scores. Neal scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Sandy Amoros batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Amoros is 0-2 in the game. Amoros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Amoros. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drabowski is 0-2 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speak is 0-3 in the game. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. There goes Speak trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 5-3, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cimolai is 0-2 in the game. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cimolai moves to second. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Campanella is 0-2 in the game. Campanella bunts towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Roger Craig. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cimolai scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros is 0-for-3 in the game. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hodges trying to get to home. Morin throws the ball into Niemann who tags Hodges who's trying to score from second, for the out. Amoros moves to second. Two outs. Turk Lown now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Amoros moves to third. Cimoli moves to second. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0-for-3 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Adams bunts towards the mound. Roebuck fields it and throws to third for the out. Lown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sandy Koufax now pitching. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Speak strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee-wee Reese pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Pee-wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese hits a line drive into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Bessant now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin strikes out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tanner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Walls is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider takes first base on ball 4. John Rosporo pinch runs for Duke Snider. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hodges is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodges bunts towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosporo moves to second. 1 out. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Amoros is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Amoros hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Elston now pitching. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Simulai is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Simulai hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 4. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.